the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 942. O God of grace, of love immense, how free thy favours to dispense, I to thy mercy seat repair, since thou hast said, I'll meet thee there. 942.
Thank you. Let's read together from the Word of God and two portions of Scripture. First, the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah 53. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs, and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. For we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. And by his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors. And he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Now please turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 17. John 17. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou has sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from them, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is true, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I have sanctified myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me, and I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word. Help us to pray. Kind and merciful, gracious Lord God, it is indeed once again thy great mercy and kindness that we, a little company of poor sinners, are able to come into thy courts this evening hour. We do thank thee, Lord, for one more opportunity. And oh, we pray that it may be a time to be remembered, a time of blessing to our never dying souls. A time, dear Lord, when the very stones will cry out if we hold our peace. We pray then that thou wouldest draw near, dear Lord Jesus, and come and shed abroad thy love in our hearts. That love, Lord Jesus, that brought thee from heaven to this earth. That love that caused thee to suffer, bleed and die. That love, dear Lord Jesus, to pray that prayer that we have just read. Oh, the prayer of intercession for thy people. Oh, dear Lord, and may each of us know and have some blessed, gracious interest in it. Oh, to see, Lord, ourselves within these verses, that, Lord, that we may know that our names are indeed recorded in some humble place beneath the Saviour's blood. Then bless us and be with us. Do then undertake for us now. And knowest, dear Lord, just how each and every one has come to thy courts tonight. Maybe those, Lord, that have come with some great expectancy, some gracious concern in their heart. Maybe, Lord, they've prayed much about the service tonight, and it is that they hope, they pray that there may be some answer to their prayer, to their request and petition, that may not be sent home empty. But Lord, we pray then that thou wilt bless them. Oh, bless their faith, Lord, we ask. Be gracious then and be near. And Lord, maybe there's others, Lord, that have come differently. Perhaps they've come cast down, burdened with their sin and iniquity, a feeling that they are lost, feeling their names are not found recorded in some humble place, a feeling so far off from God. Can ever God dwell here? Perhaps is the language of their heart. Oh, we pray that thou wouldest draw near to us. Give them to know and to feel that sweet, gracious assurance that thou dost love them with an everlasting love, that thou dost regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. Thou dost look down from heaven to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, or that it may be sweetly reminded of thy word, of thy gracious promises, which are indeed yea and amen in Christ Jesus the Lord. Peter speaks about them as being those exceeding great and precious promises. Lord, they are so wonderful, so lovely, especially, Lord, when we're down in the depths, when, Lord, we feel everything to be against us, when we feel the weight and the burdens of sin and weight and the burdens of concerns and exercises placed in our hearts by thy Holy Spirit. Oh, to receive thy word, to receive the promise that with that gracious assurance of the divine fulfillment of it in our hearts, then be near unto thee. We pray thou wilt pardon every sin, forgive every iniquity. Sadly, we've got a large catalogue, if one may speak for others. It's a huge catalogue. But dear Lord, thy grace, blessed be thy name. Dear Lord Jesus, thy grace is greater than all our sin. Oh, thou didst say, all manner of sin shall be forgiven thee. except that sin of blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. Oh, forbid it, dear Lord, that any soul here should be found guilty of that, but otherwise all manner of sin. And dear Lord, thou knowest, some of us feel to have all manner of sin. Oh, sins, Lord, of youth and of unregeneracy, sins of profession, omission and commission, so many faults and failings. Then, dear Lord, we pray thou'lt cover all with the mantle of thy forgiving love and bless our souls abundantly so that our hearts are full to the brim of thy loving kindness. Hear our prayer. Now, Lord, once more we pray thou wilt remember, dear Lord, this little cause of truth, to bless them together, and to bind them together in love and unity in the bond of peace. May thy goodness pass before them, we pray. Oh, we do thank thee, dear Lord, for thy mercies to them in bringing one forward, Lord, to speak and to testify of what thou hast done for a soul. And we pray that there may be many more to follow on, Lord, that shall also speak, shall also say, come hither, ye that fear God, and I'll declare what he hath done for my soul. Then do we a prayer for one another. Lord, thou knowest the seekers that are found here. We pray thou, Lord, bless them in their seeking. We pray thou appear to them and reveal thyself as the hope of glory to their never dying souls. Reveal that precious Jesus to them, and that they may indeed be like dear Simeon, and be brought into the temple and held him. Now, Lord, lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation with his utterances. Oh, that it may be so then, with seeking souls here tonight. Bless them, we pray. We ask that thou wilt remember each and all as the dear children. We lovingly commit and commend them all to thee. Be gracious to each and all. Remember them, bless them, be near them. Lord, there are those that are laid aside in sickness and affliction's path. Lord, to put thy hand and heal them and restore them once more, once again. Lord, we always know when children are not well, they seem so lifeless. But as soon as they're better, they're running round. They're getting into mischief again. Lord, we know then they're better. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou wilt bless the dear children and do help them. And oh, that they may have that good thing in their heart to the Lord God of Israel. That they may have an aching void that this world cannot fill. It may be, give me Christ or else I die. Bless them then and be gracious to them. And then there are the others, Lord, the other end of life's pathway. Lord, remember each and all. Know how we each, Lord, whatever our age, need to be fit and prepared for heaven and for glory, to be made right and kept right. As the younger ones again, Lord, that go forth into this world, we pray that remember them, be with them and help them and strengthen them. Lord, provide for them and go before them in all and every untrodden step. Lord, they will need thee to show them, direct them, Lord, to suitable boy, suitable girl, with a view to marriage. We pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt guide them in this, and thou wilt direct them, and help them, and be with them. Now is where this concern may be in anyone's heart here tonight. We pray then that thou wilt help each and all. Now, Lord, remember others in sickness and affliction's path here and there that we know of and think of. Pray thy healing hand to be placed upon them. Some, dear Lord, are in hospital, they undergo treatment,
maybe surgery, bring them through, be their helper. And then, dear Lord, there's those in deep troubles and trials. They're all known, things known to thee, Lord. And we pray thou mercifully appear for them and help them. Do strengthen them, we pray thee. And may they feel help in committing these things into thy hand, at the throne of grace, at the footstool of mercy, casting all their care upon thee. And there's those that walk in bereavement. Now, Lord, do comfort their hearts. Oh, that they may have some sweet intimation that is well with those, Lord, that have been called home from this world, called into eternity. Oh, but they may they not mourn as those that mourn without hope. There are those, Lord, that will stand around a grave. Some, Lord, in the days of this week, some in the days of next. Lord, and so it goes on, week by week. We pray then that thou art be with thy people at these times of a deep sorrow. Be near them. Now, Lord, we pray thou help us commit all to thee. We pray for the Church of God, that thou grant a godly, gracious increase. Thou grant that there may be an ingathering of precious souls. Thou strengthen the things that remain. Thou hast established thy work in the Church. Gracious Lord, do arise. For our help, do appear. Lord, thou knowest we're diminished and brought low. The little churches and chapels in our connection, Lord, they're low. Some of them, Lord, are very low, and we wonder how long they can keep going. But dear Lord, thou art able. Thou art able to do exceeding abundantly. The foundation of God stands sure, the Lord knoweth them that are his. May it be thy will to cause many sinners round to come and fill the churches and chapels then throughout this our land. Hear then our prayers. At the end, Lord, of the service, we then, a few poor sinners, meet round thy table to do as bidden in remembrance of thee. Lord, we pray thou meet with us there and be with us. As we undertake, Lord, the solemn responsibilities of Zion. Be gracious to us. Be with us then. Lord, pardon all our poor, poor prayers and make up where we so fail. And bless us this night. Then come, dear Lord. Fulfill thy word, thy promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Then come and open one's mouth. Touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. So we plead the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn 947. Great God, to thee I'll make my griefs and sorrows known, and with a humble hope approach thy awful throne. Though by my sins deserving hell, I'll not despair, for who can tell? 947.
in dependence upon the Lord for all needed help. I ask your very prayerful attention again to Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, the sin which doth so easily beset us, let us run with patience the race set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author, finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Well, after a few simple thoughts of introduction this morning, we attempted to speak of this cloud of witnesses, and then this laying aside of every weight, the sin which doth so easily beset us, and finished up with this running with patience the race that is set before us. We said it was one of God's dear servants of the past who once said that it was, or it is, rather an obstacle race rather than a flat race. And you notice here that it says, let us run with patience the race set before us. Another kind of race that sometimes men undertake is a cross-country race. And in that cross-country race, they do not see the finishing line to start with. They have got a lot of country to cross over, a lot of hills to run down and hills to run up, a lot of bends to negotiate. Our friends, and that's again a simple illustration of the path of God's dear people in this heavenly race that is set before us. And there's this patience. Yes, that at last, one day, there will be seen the finishing line. One day, it will all be revealed to our poor, never-dying souls. And there will be this looking unto Jesus. Well, we need the Lord's help to speak of this. This next clause here, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Looking unto Jesus. There are many things in life's pathway whereby we will need to look unto Jesus. I don't know again, but I don't doubt really that there's one or more
poor sinners here tonight, that feel something of the weight and the burden of their sin and their iniquity. You say, but I can't look. Dear soul, look up unto the hills from whence cometh our help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Why, what is the blessed word here of the dear Lord in Isaiah 45? Look unto me. The text is, look unto Jesus. The word here in Isaiah is, look unto me. And be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. Now, dear soul, can you not come in there? As one that feels to be at the ends of the earth. Feel to be at the ends of the earth. What have you just been singing? Who can tell? I'll not despair, for who can tell? Where the dear Lord then issues his blessed, glorious invitation, this exhortation, this call unto his dear people. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. Ends of the earth. Let's turn back again. We go back here to Psalm 107. And what have we got here? Why, they that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, they see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro, they stagger like drunken men, and are at their wits' end. Dear soul, blessed be the name of our God. The scriptures don't stop there. That's not the end, you know. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble. Dear soul, can you come in there? You cry unto the Lord in their trouble. What were we saying at the end of the sermon this morning? Oh, by night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loveth. Yes, reel to and fro, stagger like drunken men are at wit's end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble. And he bringeth them out of their distresses. And he bringeth them out of their distresses. Yes, dear soul. There's dear blind Bartimaeus. He looked. He heard that it was Jesus, and he cried out. His faith looked out. No, literally, he couldn't see. But his faith, yes, goes out. He's heard of Christ, this blessed Saviour, this Redeemer. And he comes with all his difficulties, destitute, a poor blind beggar. Dear soul, and I love this. And Jesus stood still. Yes, He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. Yet he came to attend to this poor man's need and say, my soul, why not for thee? I say, why not for thee? Looking unto Jesus. Again. Why? Go back further still. But go back here to the book of Numbers, where the children of Israel have been murmuring and complaining because of the hardness of the way. Yes. Why? What do we read? Yes. The Lord sent fiery serpents amongst them to bite them, and much people died, and they cried to the Lord. And the Lord commands Moses to make a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole. It shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. Every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. Everyone. Every poor sinner that feels their need. Oh yes, and our dear Lord Jesus takes up the very point, does he not? In John chapter 3, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Yes, dear soul, whosoever. Or in, you notice, oh, here is the blessed, glorious gospel in a nutshell. No name, no rank, no station, no gender. It's all here. Whosoever, the very worst of the worst, those that feel to be afar off, poor blind beggars. Yeah. Was it this morning we spoke about the dear man that was full of leprosy? He heals them. Here in the Gospels, he literally healed the dear man that was blind. He healed the dear man that was full of leprosy. But dear soul, he also heals the poor sinner that's full of the sin and iniquity and transgressions are found in their heart. He cleanses them. He washes all their sin away in his own precious atoning blood. Look unto Jesus. Ah, yes. Isaiah is true, isn't it? Yes. Therefore, he says, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. No if, but, or maybe. And dear soul, yes, sinners are welcome. Sinners are welcome to the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. I will in no wise cast out. I will in no wise cast out. And dear soul, and to reinforce that, the dear Lord Jesus has said this, that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. So then, dear soul, he will in no wise cast out. With all your sin and mine, poor soul, blessed be his glorious name. He will in no wise cast out. Yes, he cleanses from all sin. What did he say to that dear leper? He said to him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Jesus said, I will. Be thou clean. Yes, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, dear soul, he is the blessed author of it. He gives his people faith, his children faith. What is it, the dear apostle? How is it he tells us about faith? Why, dear soul, here, isn't it? Why? There is no difference between Jew and Greek. The same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever. This is the apostle's word here in Romans 10. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There's nowhere else. They shall be saved. Yes, they call upon him in faith. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? Ah, friends, you could go backwards in these verses here. Ah, these that preach, those that hear the preaching, those that believe through the preaching, and those that call, oh yes, being exhorted to call on the name of the Lord, with all their sin, all iniquity and transgression, and find and prove that he's faithful to his word. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. Looking unto Jesus. Yes, dear soul, that we look there and find. Ah, yes, dear soul, looking unto Jesus. On the cross at Calvary. That's the blessed place, dear soul. Yes, to view him there. Oh, ask the Lord, dear soul, to give you a faith view of Jesus on Calvary's cross, that you might know it was for your sin and your iniquities that he suffered, bled and died in your place, room instead, and paid the ultimate price, the redemption of your souls with his blood. Why, if ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. Yes. Oh, friend, yes, faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Looking unto Jesus. Dear soul, other things in life's pathway. Why? Yes, dear soul, burdens that the Lord puts and places in the hearts of his dear people. Yes. Why, sometimes there is a cross for someone to take up. And to follow the Lord with. Oh, and it's taking up the cross and following him. Why, dear soul? Yes. Yes. And dear soul, and if the Lord were to come and fill your heart tonight with a sense of his love and mercy to your poor never dying soul, then, dear soul, what you read in Psalm 110, I believe it is, will be fulfilled. You say, what's that? My people shall be willing in the day of my power. My people shall be willing in the day of my power. For when, dear soul, he fills your heart with a sense of his love to your never-dying soul, then you'll take up the cross and follow him. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Ah, and yes. And about some of those things that we have to walk and pass through. Afflictions pass. Looking unto Jesus. It's not many people that pass through life without any afflictions. Yes, and your neighbours and mine, and they have the same afflictions as you and I. They go and see the same doctors. They go and occupy the same hospital beds. But there's a difference. Yes, there's a difference. What did the dear Lord say to us here in the book of the Exodus? That you may know how the Lord had put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. Yes, it puts a difference. Why, you're in the same hospital beds as others, but to yourself, yes, the child of God has faith in God, in Christ. And when they enter that hospital ward, yes, there's a looking unto Jesus. Yes, for the Lord to bring us through, for the Lord to sanctify these things in our heart, that we may come out, we come out nearer eternity for the better. Yes, for the better. More prepared, affliction sanctified, and to know, yes, and to know the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich. Yes, dear soul, yes, affliction's bar has been a means of blessing to many a poor child of God, has it not? They may have feared, they may have trembled, they may have quaked, they may have shaken. They may have dreaded all the moment, but friends, looking unto Jesus, and the Lord appears. The Lord appears. What comes to mind is what's found here in Ezekiel chapter 47. See, and it's here. The water came out over on the right side of the house, and there was this water that went, and there was one there that led the way, and the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward and measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. Yes, there were the waters to the ankles, the waters to the knees, the waters to the loins. Yes. And he brought me through. Yes, and dear soul, and what shall we say? Oh, what shall I do, my Saviour to praise? That's what we'll do. What shall I do, my Saviour to praise? Yes, afterward he measured 1,000. It was a river that I could not pass over. For the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. It is all that blessed time when the children of God, yes, will pass over the river of death, looking unto Jesus. Pass the river telling the triumphs of their King. Yes, when this poor lisp been stammering, I know I quoted it this morning, when this poor lisp been stammering tongue lies silent in the grave, then and the nobler, sweeter song I'll sing to him that died to save. He hath done great things for me. whereof I am glad. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. Yes, and this all, and there may be something else in your path. There may be some deep, deep trouble, some deep trial that you walk in. Poor dear Jacob had his fair share, didn't he? But dear soul, you see, he's found looking. And he obtains blessing, he obtains answers to his prayers and his requests. Dear soul, he makes all his goodness pass before us in the way. Tis all, and that covers the things of providence as well as the things of grace. Our dear friend read that this morning at the breakfast table. Yes, he will make all his goodness pass before us in the way. You take that home, dear soul. You have that for your supper tonight. Speak that reverently. Dear soul, that the Lord will appear. My fears sometimes sigh. I never shall find in death's awful day true peace in my mind. But, you know, dear soul, the dear hymn writer, he finishes up, doesn't he, like this. Fear sometimes say, I never shall find in death's awful day true peace in my mind. But though thus surrounded, yet when I come there, I cannot be confounded. The Lord will appear. Yes, looking unto Jesus. This is how the Lord will appear. You'll be looking for him. You'll be looking for him. Why, this is my beloved, this is my friend. He came leaping over the mountains, skipping over the hills. He said, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, over and gone. The time of birds, singing of birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Well, we must pass on a little. Yes, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. There was this cross that the dear Lord Jesus had to bear. The crucifixion. Yes, he set his face as a flint to go toward Jerusalem, knowing the things that would happen unto him there. But you know, dear soul, you read of his sufferings in Gethsemane's garden, do we not? Oh, yes, we read it there in Isaiah 53. She'll see the travail of his soul, and she'll be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. Yes, dear soul, but here is our Lord, Jesus Christ, God's dear Son, here in Gethsemane's garden, sweating great drops of blood falling down to the ground. An angel is sent from heaven to strengthen him, and he cries that, oh, that blessed prayer. Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Yes, and we read that he prayed this three times. Hymn writer puts it, thrice forward and backward he goes as though he sought some help from man. But, you know, when he came the third time and found Peter and the disciples asleep. Why, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Why, arise and let us be going. around. And Luke then tells us he was in agony. I think I'm right in saying it's the only time we read of the word agony in the Word of God is the sufferings of Jesus in Gethsemane Garden, being in an agony. But he says, arise, let us be going. He has already set his face as a flint to go to Jerusalem, knowing what would happen. He's now sweat, as it were, great drops of blood in Gethsemane's garden. He's pleaded with his Father, let this cup pass from me, nevertheless. Oh, the blessed word of love for poor dying sinners. Tried to speak to the children this afternoon of some of the treasures that are found in the Word of God. And here is a blessed treasure. Oh, nevertheless, yes, not my will, but thy be done. But then, dear soul, he goes up for the joy that was set before him. He could look beyond the cross. Sometimes, dear soul, you and I cannot look beyond our troubles, can we? But our blessed Lord looked beyond. Beyond for the joy that was set before him. The joy, yes, of having with him forever in eternity his beloved bride. Why? Yes, naturally speaking, a young couple or older couple for that part, but come to be married, why, they cannot wait for that day when that marriage will be performed, when they will be one. Dear soul, and here is just a little illustration of the joy that the dear Lord Jesus had set before him. Why is there in John 17, is it not? Father, I will that they also that's given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. I think I'm right, yes. Verse 13, and now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Oh, his joy when, oh, they shall be gathered together in one place, where congregations will ne'er break up, where Sabbaths will have no end. Oh, that holy, happy place, where King Jesus is there, where the dear saints of God praise and bless his name. Oh, for the joy to hear the song of the redeemed forever and ever throughout eternity. But here it is, oh, Father, I will that they also earn that's given me. Why, I often said, dear Peter, in his epistle, he speaks about, unto you therefore which believe is precious. There you have a view of the preciousness of Christ to poor sinners. But here it is all, you've got a view, yes, of the preciousness of the church, of the redeemed, of all them that were given unto him the covenant of eternity. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. Oh, this blessed, glorious joy, yes, that was set before him. who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Oh, and yes, endured the cross. Oh, and yes, the shame, the shame. Was God word? Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. And our dear Lord and Saviour, God's dear Son, Emmanuel, God with us, was hung on a tree. He bore the curse for us. He bore the curse for his people. He bore the curse for all them that were given unto him in the covenant of eternity. And they shall be mine, as it records in Malachi. And they shall be mine in that day when I make up my jewels. They shall be mine by covenant transaction blood. Says Jesus, my people are mine. Their sin-bearing victim I stood, and for them my life did reside. Their sin-bearing victim I stood. Takes us back to the book of Leviticus, where we read about the high priest, taking two goats. One goat was to be slain, and the blood of that goat was sprinkled around the Holy of Holies. But the other goat, the high priest holds his hands on the head of that live goat. And there he confesses the sins, his sins and the sins of the people. And that man is let go. That goat is let out into the wilderness and let go. Let out by a fit man. Some of the little details in the Word of God. Let out by a fit man and let go. It all speaks and points to our dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, who endured the cross, despising the shame. Despising the shame. The shame. Cursed. Cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. You just stop to think for a moment, dear soul, of the Word of God. Yes. And the words of our blessed Saviour, our glorious Redeemer, this one that suffers in sinner's place, Romans 10, here again on Calvary's cross. Yes, we noted a little of Gethsemane, but now here on Calvary's cross, why, it was my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And again, it's the only time we read of the dear Lord Jesus calling, my God, my God. All other times it was his Father. But here, my God. It all points to his all of the the majesty of God against sin and iniquity. And he pleads. Why? Why? No tongue can tell. But dear soul, it's summed up in the words that we find in the book of Philemon, I think it is. For love's sake. For his great love to sinners. And you and I might look at ourselves and we would say, Ah, why me? Why me? O blessed God, why such a wretch as I, who must forever lie in hell, were not salvation free? For love's sake. For love to their never dying soul. Ah, friends, the dear Lord has never, ever loved sin. But he loves those who have been washed and cleansed by his own blessed Son. Cleansed from all sin. Yes, the blood of Christ cleanses from all sin. Why, your blood, my blood, you injure yourself. Why, yes, the blood from within us, yes, cleanses the wound that has been made. Oh, friends, but the blood that is without us cleanses the wound of sin and iniquity in our heart. Blessed be his glorious name. Who for the joy that was set before us, before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. Why despising the shame? Why sometimes you and I might have something in our life, and you might say, I don't mind. I don't mind what I do. I don't mind what I have to put up with. So long as I can be brought through this, so long as I have this at the end of it. Oh, you see, you've got an end in view. Christ has got an end in view. Oh, of glory with his people. And not a hoof being left behind. Not one sinner lost. And they shall come. What's that word? I'm not sure, but it's here in Isaiah 27. And it shall come to pass in that day that a great trumpet shall be blown, and they shall come which were ready to perish. Well, despising the shame, set down at the right hand of the throne of God, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Why, you read the Gospels here, and why, I think it Luke gives us one of the sweetest accounts here of this last time. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and lifted up his hand and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple praising, blessing God. Well, it's not there, is it? It must be here in the Acts of the Apostles. Friend, yes. And he sat down. Ascended and sat down at the right hand of the Father. Dear soul, you know, the priest before, the high priest before, why, they all died. Another was always appointed in their place. But Jesus, having, yes, offered up himself, they offered up a sacrifice. And they died. But Jesus offered up himself as a sacrifice. And cried, it is finished. Rose again and sat down at the right hand of the Father. Oh, the glorious finished work of salvation, of redemption was done. Blessed be his name. Well, I seem to have rambled through here tonight, but we'll leave that all in the hands of our God, and is set down at the right hand of God. Oh, dear soul, and may it be your blessed Lord and mine to know,
yes,
something of the joy of Christ in our hearts to reach heaven at last.
The collections last Lord's Day amounted to £690, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Field and also a preaching service on Tuesday evening. And Mr. Gilbert Hyde is expected to preach next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 788. Come, ye humble sinner train, souls for whom the Lamb was slain. Cheerful, let us raise our voice, we have reason to rejoice. Let us sing with saints in heaven, life restored and sin forgiven. Glory and eternal Lord be to our incarnate God. 788.
Thank you.
humbly pray now that thou wilt bless thine own word. Oh, that it may not return unto thee void, but accomplish that whereto thou shalt please. And thy name alone, shall have all the honour, all the glory, and all the praise. Not unto us, not unto us, but for thy name would we give glory. Now, Lord, do meet with us around thy table as we come there to remember thee, and help us as we receive our friend into the church. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.